From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barrat-Tahir.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Messenger of Allah. And His Eminence Imam al-Jawad was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. We find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam economized when it came to spending upon himself. He lived a rather ascetic, simple lifestyle. But His Eminence Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spent a great abundant amount of wealth on the poor and the needy people amongst the Muslims. And it is precisely because of this unequaled and unparalleled generosity that Imam al-Jawad has been called and titled Al-Jawad, the Generous. This surname was the most particular and famous surname of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, to the extent that he was well known and famous for it amongst the people.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are at your service talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, the ninth divinely appointed Imam. So, dear friends, we find in the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam this interesting conversation that occurs between Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam and an individual who lives in the land of Iraq. And in this conversation, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam speaks a little bit about those individuals who create and fabricate innovations in the religion. So this innovation in the Arabic is known as a bid'ah, and it is something which was previously not in the religion, but it has been added to the religion. And most of the time, if not always, it is in contradiction to the tenets and the laws of Islam that we have at hand. Now, what's important for us to kind of relate to here is the fact that sometimes involuntarily or subconsciously or unwillingly, we too have a tendency to create certain bid'ahs and certain innovations in the religion. Now, we might not have the, you know, the clout or the power or the influence to be able to, you know, make this bid'ah and this innovation widespread. But at least for ourselves and perhaps for our inner circle, we end up promoting or indirectly teaching this bid'ah and this innovation to other people, and we must be very careful. Islam is the religion that we have based upon the Holy Quran and the seerah and the sunnah, the manners and the behaviors and the lifestyle and the ways of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and of course the infallible, immaculate Imams alayhim as-salam. That is what Islam is. And then in the next level, of course, is the explanation of these two that we have in the present day via the righteous, noble, honorable, selected ulama, scholars of Islam. And so we ourselves do not really have the educational standing or the amount of knowledge or wisdom in order to be able to, you know, make stuff up on ourselves. So talking about, again, Imam al-Jawad in this conversation, we find that when they're speaking, Imam al-Jawad says to the man that, "I have been informed that some people claimed our love, yet fabricated in the religion of Allah." So this fabricated here, he's talking about the innovation and the bid'ah and making up things in the religion of Allah. What's really interesting is that here Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, he talks about one of the attributes that's connected to this other attribute, which is the attribute of creating innovations in the religion and just kind of making things up on our own. Imam al-Jawad says to the man that these people who fabricated in the religion yet claimed to be the lovers and supporters of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they were ungrateful to their blessings. And shaitan occupied them, made them busy, and made these people forget the mention of the Almighty Allah. So here we find that in the conversation, again, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, he brings up these two other attributes which result in the fabrication and creating innovations in the religion. One, of course, being that these individuals were ungrateful, they were unthankful. They had the blessings of the Almighty Allah, whether material or spiritual, and yet they never bothered to thank the Almighty Allah for those blessings. And the second thing, and the second attribute that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam mentions in this dialogue, is that shaitan, in one way or the other, made these people forget the mentioning of Allah. So this mentioning of Allah is the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, to constantly be in the remembrance of Allah, to constantly remind ourselves of the presence of the Almighty Allah, and to constantly, you know, be saying, or for lack of a better word, these incantations, which I don't like to use that word because it's more prone to magic and these kind of ridiculous things. But constantly being in the remembrance of Allah, whether it is via our tongues, which I unwillingly called incantation, but via our tongue, we are saying the dhikr of Allah, we're saying Subhanallah, we're saying Allahu Akbar, we're saying Alhamdulillah. So when you forget to do that, and you forget to mention the Almighty Allah, and you forget to remember the Almighty Allah, and you are ungrateful to the blessings of the Almighty Allah, one of the results of these two things is that one begins to fabricate and make innovations in the religion and starts to believe that these innovations are a part of religion. At the end of the conversation, Imam al-Jawad says, where will the falsifiers go? Meaning, of course, the depths of hell, may Allah forgive us all, is reserved for those who falsify and fabricate in the religion of Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Despite the young age of the ninth holy Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, Imam Muhammad al-Jawad al-Taqi, alayhi afdal as-salatu was-salam, he rose to excellence and is considered to be one of the individuals that is remembered, honored, and occupies a central position in the remembrance of the family of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings be upon them. Yahya ibn Akhtham is an individual who had many debates with Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Yes, this debate is perhaps not known. Once Yahya said to Imam al-Jawad, and listen to this, he said to him, "You have a problem with the khulafa." Yes, you have a problem with so-and-so. He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "We have narrations that said that once Jibra'il descended and said to the Holy Messenger, Rasul al-Akram wa Nabi al-A'zam, Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said to him that I want you to go and ask the first Khalifa Abu Bakr, ask him, are you pleased with me or not? So what do you think about this? Imam al-Jawad, look at the answers of the A'imma alayhim as-salam. He says, first of all, Allah says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Yes? That Allah is closer to us than our jugular veins. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. Allah lies between us and our hearts. Why would Allah say to Jibra'il, go and ask, yes, the Prophet to ask Fulan if he is pleased with me? This seems a very long-winded process. He said there are many ahadith that have been so-called placed in order to raise the status of others, but they are false.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.